Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is about 9:15 in the morning, and it's cloudy at the moment. I think the sun might break through, but it's quite a bright day. Once more, the feels of autumn, although none of the trees are starting to go brown yet, apart from that one tree that we've already talked about. But I think we've had some more rain in the night. It's quite wet underfoot. It's that annoying time of year for me when I walk over the park, but my trainers get all wet. And they're quite sort of thin, sort of netty kind of stuff. So the water gets into my socks. And then if I keep my shoes and socks on while they're still wet, they then end up smelling quite awful. They smell like wet dogs. Feet that smell like wet dogs is not, I wouldn't say a good look, because no one can see, but they'd be able to smell them. And then that means putting on a clean pair of socks, and then that plays havoc with my washing requirements. It doesn't. None of this matters, but it is just one of those annoying times, those annoying little things. There's dew on the grass in the mornings, so I have to walk in order to keep, I mean, they're already wet, and I've tried not to get them wet, but I have to walk kind of like a Thunderbird puppet. If you remember the Thunderbirds, if you're too young to remember the Thunderbirds, you can Google that, and I'm sure you can see some footage of Thunderbird puppets walking. They walk in a very particular way because they're puppets and they're being operated by people. I presume mainly men, because it was in the 70s and women didn't do anything at all in the 70s. Back then, women were just completely useless, weren't they? Absolutely useless, apart from, you know, women's work. How we've moved on. I suppose that's something that I don't know, what's happening? There seems to be more division than ever about all these kind of subjects, but we have moved on. So I suppose the hardship and difficulties, or the perception of the hardship and difficulties that younger generations are experiencing now, are maybe not as significant as the hardship that perhaps some of the previous generations have experienced, in terms of, you know, standard of living, all that sort of stuff has come on a long way. And I'm not one to bang on about things, but, you know, things like heating. I remember being young, we didn't have central heating in our house. We used to get up in the morning and my mum would go downstairs and put the gas rings on the stove on in the kitchen. And that was the focal point of the morning, because it was the only place that was warm. You know, ice on the windows, because we didn't have double glazing. But we weren't experiencing hardship, because that was just normal. So this is what happens, isn't it? Perspective shifts. And you see these comments, it's like, oh, things haven't changed. We haven't moved on since the 70s. And it's like, yeah, we have. Because in the 70s, this stuff happened and no one mentioned it. No one called it out. There weren't discussions happening about it. And things have changed significantly. And I suppose every new generation that comes along, they expect everything to change immediately. And they have this perception that nothing's changed in the last 50 years. But change of this type, you know, whether you like it or not, it doesn't happen quickly. There are complex things going on in the world, in our cultures, in our societies, that have to break down and reorganise themselves. You know, and sometimes that's just a case of one generation needs to leave the planet in order to open things up, you know, to the next generations. And as we know, though, what it means is that there'll just be other issues that the next generations bring along, and they become the next big thing. I would say it's pretty fair to say there's a lot more arguing going on in the world in general, at the moment because people are able to argue with random people on the internet than there used to be. You know, it was harder to have an argument when I was a kid because I could only argue with the people around me. You know, there was only one phone in the house and that was in the middle of the house. It wasn't sort of somewhere quiet. So you could only argue with whoever was in front of you at the time. Now there's real hardship. But anyway, I'm going to go now and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends if you have any about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.